Welcome to Monday Morning Inspiration, a production of Christian Growth Ministry featuring Bible teacher Brad Simon. It's our prayer and desire to inspire and encourage you to grow in your faith and walk closer with the Lord.
As the sun immersed the city of Ephesus in its golden rays, the stage was set for an encounter that would forever change the life of a gifted speaker. The busy streets whispered tales of a charismatic orator, whose words ignited a fire within the hearts of those who heard him. Little did he know, he would soon cross paths with a humble couple whose love and wisdom would reveal a deeper understanding of the gospel he thought he already knew. Apollos possessed an impressive knowledge of Scripture and spoke with eloquence and clarity. He talked passionately about Jesus, the long-awaited Messiah. As he taught in the synagogue, his wisdom amazed everyone. Meanwhile, a couple named Aquila and Priscilla were quietly listening to Apollos' teaching. Known for their deep love for Jesus and their genuine care for others, they lived out their faith with unwavering devotion. As they listened, they saw the fire in Apollos' eyes and his passion for God's word, yet they recognized his understanding of the gospel was incomplete. Moved by their love for Christ and their desire to see others know him fully, Aquila and Priscilla approached Apollos privately. With warm smiles and open hearts, they introduced themselves and explained the way of God to him more accurately. Apollos had zeal, but he lacked spiritual knowledge. His message was not inaccurate or insincere. It was just incomplete. He spoke and taught accurately about Jesus, although he knew only John's baptism. He explained Jesus as the Messiah, the one prophesied in Scripture, and appealed to them to repent of their sins. But he knew nothing about Calvary, the resurrection of Christ, or the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Aquila and Priscilla welcomed Apollos with love. They guided him towards a more complete understanding of the gospel. Their words were filled with compassion as they discussed Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, emphasizing the salvation he provided. Apollos was a scholar from Alexandria, the leading educational center of the known world, yet he accepted instruction from people who made their living working with their hands. When Priscilla and Aquila approached him to explain the way of God more accurately, he listened and learned. Their patient instruction opened his eyes to the fullness of God's redemptive plan. From then on, Apollos fearlessly shared the complete gospel message with anyone who would listen. His humbleness and willingness to learn reminds us that no one has a complete understanding of God's word. As Christians, God encourages us to remain humble and excited for opportunities to learn and grow in our faith. We can all benefit from the wisdom and insights of others. Priscilla and Aquila wisely took Apollos aside and did their teaching privately. It would have been unkind of them, as well as humiliating to Apollos, had they attempted to correct him in public. We can all take a lesson from this couple and understand tact is a Christian virtue. The Apostle Peter wrote to be ready at any time to give a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do this with gentleness and reverence. 1 Peter 3:15-16. Priscilla and Aquila offer a great example of how to be active in the lives of younger believers, to encourage and teach them with gentleness. They live the command of Jesus, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you." Matthew 28:19-20. They followed the pattern taught by the Apostle Paul. "What you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, commit to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. 2 Timothy 2, verse 2. Paul met and taught Aquila and Priscilla, who met and taught Apollos. Apollos then went to Corinth, where he had a successful ministry, leading many to Christ and helping them grow in their faith. God has entrusted us with the incredible privilege of knowing His Word and experiencing His grace. We are not to keep it to ourselves. When we share the teachings of Christ, we ensure the truth of the gospel message is preserved and faithfully preached. As we proclaim the gospel, hearts are changed, lives are healed, and individuals are brought into a loving relationship with Jesus Christ. The story of Priscilla and Aquila reminds us of the need for discipleship. They guided Apollos in his understanding, and we should actively invest in the spiritual growth of fellow believers. We need to show kindness and patience to those lacking knowledge. Rather than criticizing or condemning, we should gently guide others towards a deeper understanding of God's truth. Priscilla and Aquila are beautiful examples of the Christ-like attitudes of love and humility. We can follow their example by sharing God's truth with kindness. By doing so, we reflect the heart of Jesus and support younger believers in their spiritual journey. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the example of Apollos. Like him, may we always be teachable, willing to learn more about you, and have the passion to share your love with the world. Thank you for Priscilla and Aquila, whose gentle guidance instructed Apollos in a fuller understanding of the gospel. May your Spirit inspire within us a desire to train and equip the next generation to carry the torch of faith forward. May we persevere in discipling others until that glorious day when every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. In His name we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to Monday Morning Inspiration. We pray you were inspired by today's podcast and encourage you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and review and share it with your friends. For more information, go to ChristianGrowthMinistry.com. Thank you for listening.